Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. I do welcome you back. Thanks for joining us again. What Your Doctor Won't Tell You, our third season here in the greater Kansas City area. After all, it's all about solutions. We say it each and every week. We'll continue to say it each and every week. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what I think I'm telling you. All that matters is you finding proven, long-lasting solutions that fit your specific needs. It's as simple as that. Our third season, How to Get Long-Lasting Relief from Your Headaches and Migraines Despite Your Doctor's Recommendations. You know, I apologize. Last week we had a winter blizzard here in the greater Kansas City area. I could not get to the studio. We have postponed the episode. However, today's episode, we're kind of going to parlay it with what we reviewed 2 weeks ago. And as you'll probably recall, 2 weeks ago we talked about why your diagnosis may be a fraud. And in that episode, as you'll recall, we discussed why the diagnoses that most of us are given are really not true diagnoses at all. In other words, it doesn't matter what kind of doctor, what kind of specialist, it doesn't matter who and what kind of specialist you see. If you go to the doctor and say, I'm having these terrible headaches, and in your medical records under the topic of diagnoses, it says headaches, that's not a diagnosis. If you go to your doctor with neck pain, and after testing, after examination, your diagnosis says neck pain, that's not a real diagnosis. If you go with back pain, and your diagnosis from your doctor says you've got back pain, those are simply regurgitating your symptoms. So as we talked about, a true diagnosis really is what is going on inside of your body right now that's resulting in your headaches? What is going on inside of your body right now that's resulting in your pain? There is a reason for what you're feeling. There's a reason for it. Headaches, migraines, pain, numbness, tingling, symptoms always happen for a reason. And just because your doctor may have not been able to tell you exactly what's going on yet, it doesn't mean it's a mysterious medical mystery. It means your doctor can't figure out what's going on. And yes, it happens every single minute in this country. Symptoms are treated while we continue to ignore the true cause. It's sad and it's sick, but it's the way our quote-unquote healthcare system works in the United States, our symptom treatment system. So we know now that a true diagnosis is what is going on inside of your body that is causing you to have these symptoms. Today's topic, triggers versus causes, we can parlay very nicely with the episode that we did previously. And triggers versus causes, this is something that I talk about every single day in practice. Let me give you a quick example from just this morning. When consulting someone with ongoing chronic migraines for decades, for about 28 years, I said, so here's the most important question. We must be able to find with certainty, we must know what the real cause of your migraines is. That way we know what we're trying to address. What do you think the cause of your migraines is, or what have you been told by your doctors is the cause of your migraines? And here was her answer. Well, I know for sure that the weather changes cause my migraines. And I know for sure that bright lights, especially fluorescent lights, cause my migraines. And I know that certain smells, such as perfume, strong floral scents, these are what cause my migraines. Do you see where I'm going with this? And here's what I responded with. I said, this is interesting because many of us experienced the same weather changes that you did. Many of us have smelled the same scents that you did, yet our body didn't react with a migraine. So the question becomes, what is going on inside of your body that causes your body to react by causing a migraine when you are exposed to weather changes, to barometric pressure changes? In our office, we call these meteorological headaches. No, it's not a medical term. It's just what we use here in our practice. My point is this. We just said that a cause or a diagnosis is what the real cause of your symptoms is. What is going on in your body that's making you have these migraines, that's resulting in this pain? That is a cause. That is a true diagnosis. Diagnoses can actually be addressed and in many cases corrected. You can fix the problem if you know what it is. But a trigger cannot be fixed. You cannot fix the weather so it doesn't change. You can't fix the lights so that every place you go, they don't have fluorescent lighting. You can't change the scent of flowers or perfumes. You can't change triggers. You can avoid triggers, right? I'm sure some of you listening have to avoid certain foods that may trigger symptoms, that may trigger migraines, that may trigger headaches, in some cases may trigger seizures. You can avoid these triggers. Avoid going to places that have these bright lights, or these smells, or these sounds. But where do you go to avoid a weather change, a barometric pressure change? There's nowhere you can go to avoid barometric pressure changes. So think about it this way. Use just a little bit of common sense and logic. And by the way, I have to say this. I don't want you to agree with what I'm saying today, and I don't want you to disagree with it. That's not why I'm doing this. I just simply want you to use just a little bit of common sense and logic. Listen closely to what I'm saying, because we want to move in the direction toward finding a solution for you. If we don't know what the true cause of your symptoms is, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment or therapy you try. Chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief. You are not going to live headache-free, healthy, and happy. You won't live pain-free, healthy, and happy unless you first know what the cause of the problem is. That's the only way we can personalize or customize a solution. So once again, if you don't know the true cause of your symptoms, chances are nothing that you try is going to give you any significant long-lasting relief. So finding an accurate diagnosis, pinpointing the real, true cause of your symptoms is absolutely essential. You know, there's one thing that everyone in my office has in common. Every single person who has sought help in my Kansas City area offices, and every single one of these that have been accepted for care in my office, all have one thing in common. Do you know what it is? They don't all have the same diagnoses. They don't all have the same symptoms. They don't all have the same treatment plan. What every single patient in my practice has in common is this. We are completely certain that we know what is going on in their body that is resulting in the symptoms that they're having. We know what their true diagnosis really is. It's not a weather change. It's not things you eat or things you drink. It is not your menstrual cycle. Every woman will go through a menstrual cycle, yet most women don't have migraines as a result. Once again, the question becomes, why does your body react that way with that particular stimuli? That will lead us to the true diagnosis, to the true cause of your headaches, your pain, your migraines. So using the common sense rule, we should be able to say with certainty, using the common sense and logic rule, weather changes aren't really the true cause of migraines, headaches, and pain. Absolutely, they're triggers. That can bring about symptoms. It can worsen symptoms. But the weather change itself isn't what caused the symptoms in the first place. Sure, a menstrual cycle, smells, sounds, lights, all of these can certainly trigger your symptoms or worsen your symptoms. Absolutely, no doubt. I've been through it myself. I am not disputing that whatsoever. But don't let your doctor convince you that avoiding certain foods will fix the cause of your headaches and migraines by avoiding certain stimuli, because you can't avoid all these stimuli. It is impossible to ignore and avoid all of your triggers, isn't it? So once again, here are the two options available to most of us. Number one, avoid your triggers. Take your medication to cover the symptoms, but don't expect the problem to be fixed, because you're treating symptoms and avoiding triggers while ignoring the true cause of the problem. Or number two, you can pinpoint and find what the real true cause of your symptoms is. What's going on inside of your body that's resulting in your body reacting to these stimuli the way that it is? And then, once you know for certainty what the real true cause is, it becomes so much easier to customize a plan to fix the problem. Are you with me so far? So here's what I want you to take note of this week in our episode. First of all, what many doctors and people consider the cause of their migraines, headaches, and pain aren't really causes of it. They're not causes of your symptoms at all. They are not diagnoses. They are simply triggers that will bring on or aggravate your symptoms. The true cause of your problem, the true diagnosis, is what's going on inside of your body that's causing your body to react the way it is to these stimuli. Are you with me? That's the most important thing that I want you to hear today. If you avoid triggers and treat your symptoms, chances of any significant long-lasting relief are slim. If you pinpoint the real true cause of your symptoms within your body and customize a plan to fix the cause of the symptoms once and for all, now you're on the right track. The common sense rule, we call it. I'll be honest with you. This is one of the frustrating things for me that I bring up and talk about day to day in my practice, because not everybody will agree with me, but I would venture to say that most of you will agree that it's a better idea to find the real cause of your problem and fix it rather than treat your symptoms and hope you're going to get better as time goes by. Most of you will agree it's a good idea to find the real cause of the problem and fix it once and for all. But here's the frustrating and the sad part. every single day in my practice, even though someone may agree with that statement. It doesn't change what many people do. People still look for the next best drug. Maybe my doctor just hasn't found the right medication yet. Maybe my chiropractor just hasn't found the right kind of spinal adjustment. Maybe my physical therapist just hasn't found the right exercise or therapy for me yet. Maybe my pain management specialist hasn't found the right cocktail of drugs to inject into my spine. Maybe my surgeon just didn't find the right problem, and maybe, come on people, use a little bit of common sense. You are not having headaches. You are not having migraines. You are not having pain because the right magical drug has not been found. That is not the cause of your symptoms. All of those are fine when used appropriately. I'm not anti-medicine. All of you that know me and have listened to me for years have heard me say time and time again, I am not anti-medicine. And I'm not always for medication. I am not anti-chiropractic, but I'm not always for chiropractic care. I'm not anti-therapy. I'm not anti-surgery. I'm not anti-injection. Let me tell you what I'm for. 100% of the time, here's what I'm for. And that is, I'm for whatever you need in your specific, in your exact circumstances to find and fix the cause of your problem once and for all. That's what I'm in favor of. So stop looking for the magic bullet. There isn't and never will be such a thing as the next best medication. You are not going to make yourself healthier and happier by putting more chemical drugs in your body. It won't happen. Many treatment modalities and many treatment methods will help to mask and cover your symptoms temporarily. Oh, I agree with that. It doesn't matter what kind of treatment, what kind of therapy, many different types of treatment and therapy will help to keep your symptoms under control. Here's the next thing that I want you to make note of today. Medication and therapy is just fine to keep your symptoms under control as long as you're addressing the cause of the problem. But here's the problem. In our so-called healthcare system, we give medication, therapy, chiropractic, we give treatment for symptoms, but we have totally forgotten, or maybe for this matter, ignored the fixing the cause of the problem part of this equation. You can't expect to, number one, feel healthy, feel happy, live healthy, if you're just trying to cover your symptoms. Are you with me? Symptom treatment is perfectly fine as long as you are addressing the true cause of the problem once and for all. So let me tell you the two main things I want you to make note of. Put these in your arsenal. Add these pieces to your puzzle. Each week, we're moving toward a long-lasting solution. Be patient. There is no way we can cover everything we need to in one 30- or 60-minute episode. It's just impossible. So let's build this puzzle each and every week. Let's add the pieces, and then let's assemble the pieces, because that makes it so much easier to see what the whole picture really is. What the true diagnosis is, what the real, true cause of your symptoms is. Number one, triggers cannot be fixed, they can only be avoided. Number two, if you don't know the true cause of your symptoms, It doesn't matter what kind of treatment or therapy you try. Unfortunately, chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief. So, number three, the only way for you to proceed is to find someone that can help you pinpoint the true cause of your symptoms, what's going on in your body that's making your body react the way it is, and address the cause of the problem once and for all. It's common sense. Yeah, I know it's simple. But you know what? These simple concepts that we present each and every week can be very profound in you achieving good health, long-lasting relief for a lifetime. Simple concepts are sometimes easily overlooked. So while we're looking for the next big medical breakthrough, the next best surgical procedure, the next best medication, while we're out there looking for some big technological medical breakthrough to solve our headache, migraine, and pain issues once and for all, it doesn't exist, it hasn't existed, and it won't exist. Stop treating your symptoms. Find and fix the true cause once and for all. Listen to that closely. It's on my business card. It's on my sign. It's on my van that I drive. Stop treating your symptoms. Find and fix the true cause. It's the only way to live healthy, happy, headache-free, and pain-free for a lifetime. Every week, I have to say this. Our last episode, which was 2 weeks ago before the winter storm, we had our biggest listenership in our new season. Thank you. Thank you so kindly. But once again, it's all about solutions. So please, I want to hear from you. Whether you're listening to our episode live today or whether you're listening in our archived section on blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc, please send me your questions and comments. I want to know what can I do for you to help guide you in the right direction toward pinpointing the true cause of your symptoms and formulating a solution that fits your specific needs. It's about solutions, so questions, concerns, please send those to me directly at drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. This is how we decide most of our topics for upcoming weeks. What you need to know to become healthy and happy for a lifetime is what we want to discuss each and every week. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Please tune in to us live every Tuesday at noon Central on Blog Talk Radio. Listen to our archived episodes for Season 3, How to Get Long-Lasting Relief from Your Headaches, Migraines, and Pain, Despite Your Doctor's Recommendations. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Scott. I look forward to talking with you again next week. And here it is. The information presented in this broadcast has been provided solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended to substitute for the advice of your personal trusted physician and healthcare provider. Thanks again for listening.